Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Makos Daf Ches, the second parak, Elohim HaGoyin. The Zichu Maseches program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the next Mishnah, Abba Shaul says, Machatavas Eitzim Rishus Af Kol Rishus. Just as the Torah's example of chopping wood is voluntary, so too all acts must be voluntary to incur goas. Yatza Av Makas Beno, but Rav HaRod Yistalmido B'Shulich Basin. This excludes a father striking his son, a Rebbe disciplining a student, and a Shulich Basin administering Malkas, and the victim died. Rava was asked, how does Abba Shaul know the pasuk discusses voluntary chopping wood? Perhaps it includes chopping wood to build a sukkah or for the Mizbeach's fire, which is a mitzvah. Rava answered, Kevin di matzah chatuv lav mitzvah, since if he found already chopped wood, it's not a mitzvah to chop more, hashtanami lav mitzvah. Now too, where he needs to chop wood for a mitzvah, chopping is not a mitzvah, but preparatory. Striking one's son, however, is a mitzvah even when it's unnecessary for his learning. Alternatively, Rava says the word asher, if, implies that the person's entry into the forest was voluntary. Point number two. The next Mishnah states, Av Gol al Yedei HaBen, a father is exiled for accidentally killing his son, who was his father's apprentice for carpentry and already had a trade, HaBen Gol al Yedei HaAv, and a son is exiled for accidentally killing his father. A braisa contradicts the second ruling, Maka Nefesh, one who strikes a person dead, Prat Le Maka Aviv. This excludes one who strikes his father from exile. Rav Kahana answers that they reflect a machlokas. The Bryce is Rabbi Shimon's view that chenek chamur mesayef, execution by strangulation, is more severe than beheading. Since one is killed with chenek for merely wounding his father, Rabbi Shimon holds intentionally killing him also incurs chenek, since it's more severe. Therefore, he's not exiled for accidentally killing because shigagas chenek, an accidental transgression normally subject to strangulation, is not nitan l'kapara, given to atonement through galus. Our Mishnah is the Rabbanan's view that saif is more severe than chenek. So one who intentionally kills his father incurs the standard saif and is exiled for killing him b'shoge. Rava answers that the Braisa discusses one who merely wounded his father, teaching that although intentionally wounding a father incurs the death penalty of chenek, doing so b'shogeg does not incur galus. And point number three, the Mishnah stated that hakol, everyone is exiled for killing a Yisrael. This comes to include an Eved Kanani and a Kusi, as the Braisa teaches, Eved Kusi gol v'loka al dei Yisrael. A slave or a Kusi is exiled and receives malchus for what he does to a Yisrael. Yisrael gol v'loka al dei Kusi v'Eved. And a Yisrael is exiled and receives malchus for what he does to a slave or a Kusi. This Tana holds Kusi more legal converts. It's understood that an Eved or Kusi would be exiled for killing Yisrael and receives malchus for cursing him. But although a Yisrael who accidentally kills a Kusi would be exiled, why would he receive malchus for cursing him, since the pasuk prohibiting cursing says ba'amcha, among your nation, teaching ba'osam ba'isa amcha, the prohibition only applies with one who acts with the conduct of your people, meaning the mitzvos, which kusim do not. It also cannot refer to malchus for eim zomim, since the parallel case, a slave, is not an eligible witness. The Gemara concludes that the case is sheikal hakal she'im bo shava pruta. He struck him a blow whose compensation is less than a pruta. Since no payment is made, he receives malchus for the avera of striking a Jew. So once again, the 3 points are number one. In the next Mishnah, Abba Shaul says, Machatavas eitzim rishus af kol rishus. Just as the Torah's example of chopping wood is voluntary, so too all acts must be voluntary to incur galus. Yatza av makas beno, but Rav HaRod Yistalmido b'shulich basin. This excludes a father striking his son, a Rebbe disciplining a student, and a shulich basin administering malchus, and the victim died. Rava was asked, how does Abba Shaul know the pasuk discusses voluntary chopping wood? Perhaps it includes chopping wood to build a sukkah or for the Mizbeach's fire, which is a mitzvah. Rava answered, Kevin di matzah chatuv lav mitzvah, since if he found already chopped wood, it's not a mitzvah to chop more, hashtanami lav mitzvah. Now too, where he needs to chop wood for a mitzvah, chopping is not a mitzvah, but preparatory. Striking one's son, however, is a mitzvah even when it's unnecessary for his learning. Alternatively, Rava says the word asher, if, implies that the person's entry into the forest was voluntary. Point number two. The next Mishnah states, Av Gol al Yedei HaBen, a father is exiled for accidentally killing his son, who was his father's apprentice for carpentry and already had a trade, HaBen Gol al Yedei HaAv, and a son is exiled for accidentally killing his father. A braisa contradicts the second ruling, maka nefesh, one who strikes a person dead, prat le maka aviv. This excludes one who strikes his father from exile. Rav Kahana answers that they reflect a machlokas. The braisa is Rabbi Shimon's view that chenek chamur mesayef, execution by strangulation, is more severe than beheading. Since one is killed with chenek for merely wounding his father, Rabbi Shimon holds intentionally killing him also incurs chenek, since it's more severe. Therefore, he's not exiled for accidentally killing because shigugas chenek, an accidental transgression normally subject to strangulation, is not nitan l'kapara, given to atonement through galus. Our Mishnah is the Rabbanan's view that saif is more severe than chenek, so one who intentionally kills his father incurs the standard saif and is exiled for killing b'shogeg. Rava answers that the braisa discusses one who merely wounded his father, teaching that although intentionally wounding a father incurs the death penalty of chenek, doing so b'shogeg does not incur galus. And point number three, the Mishnah states that hakol, everyone, is exiled for killing a Yisrael. This comes to include an Eved Kanani and a Kusi, as the braisa teaches, Eved v'kusi gol v'loka ode Yisrael. A slave or a Kusi is exiled and receives malchus for what he does to a Yisrael, Yisrael gol v'loka ode Kusi v'Eved, and a Yisrael is exiled and receives malchus for what he does to a slave or a Kusi. This Tana holds Kusim were legal converts. It's understood that an Eved or Kusi would be exiled for killing Yisrael and receives malchus for cursing him. But although a Yisrael who accidentally kills a Kusi would be exiled, why would he receive malchus for cursing him, since the pasuk prohibiting cursing says ba'amcha, among your nation, teaching ba'osa ma'isa amcha, the prohibition only applies with one who acts with the conduct of your people, meaning the mitzvos, which kusim do not. It also cannot refer to malchus for eim zomim, since the parallel case, a slave, is not an eligible witness. The Gemara concludes that the case is sheikal hakal she'im bo shava pruta. He struck him a blow whose compensation is less than a pruta. Since no payment is made, he receives malchus for the avera of striking a Jew. All right, so now we get our siman Dav Ches, and our standard siman is Chala, and we often use a baker in the siman, so here goes. The father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale Chala that his son brought to the table, for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Galus, together with an Eved Kanani who killed his master b'shogeg when he dropped a bag of flour on his head. Once again, slow motion. The father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale Chala. Chala? That must be more Dav Ches. The father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Abba Shul says, Machat tavas etzim rishus af kol rishus. Just as the Torah's example of chopping wood is voluntary, so too all acts must be voluntary to incur galus. Yatza av makas beno ba rabba rodis talmido v'shuliach beistin. This excludes a father striking his son, a rebbe disciplining a student, and a shuliach beistin administering malchus, and the victim died. So the father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table, for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Galus, which reminds us, Gemara discusses his son going to Galus for striking his father. So the father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table, for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Galus, together with an Eved Kanani who killed his master b'shogeg when he dropped a bag of flour on his head, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that hakol, everyone, is exiled for killing a Yisrael. This comes to include an Eved Kanani and a Kusi. As the braisa teaches, Eved v'kusi gola v'loka al day Yisrael, a slave or a Kusi is exiled and receives malchus for what he does to a Yisrael, v'Yisrael gola v'loka al day Kusi v'Eved, and a Yisrael is exiled and receives malchus for what he does to a slave or a Kusi. This Tana holds Kusim were legal converts. So once again, the father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table, for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Galus, together with an Eved Kanani who killed his master b'shogeg when he dropped a bag of flour on his head. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf dalet. So the simmer daf dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. When the door swung open, door, that must be on daf dalet, delet, door. When the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if three lugin of maim shu'uvim with the color of wine disqualify a mikveh. So when the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, the eden zomim who were hiding behind it so they shouldn't get lashed, in addition to having to pay, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if Edim testify someone owes 200 zuz, and they were found zomim, Rabbi Meir says, lokin umeshalmin, they receive malchus for testifying falsely, and pay the money they accuse the victim of owing, shelo hashem ha-mevin le de malchus mevin le de tashumin, because the pasuk which obligates them in malchus is not the same as one obligating them in payment. The Malkuses were violating Losana, do not bear false testimony, and the payment is from Kasher Zamam. The Chachamim say Kol Mishalim Ein Oloka. Whoever pays does not receive Malkus and cannot receive two punishments. This is derived from Kedevi Shaso. So when the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, the Eidim Zomim, who were hiding behind it so they shouldn't get lashed, in addition to having to pay, were discovered by Emotzi Shemra, who walked in after getting lashed, despite it being a love shame bo mice, which reminds us, Rebuta holds love shame bo mice a lokin love, such as in the case of Emotzi Shemra. Daf Hey, so the Zimmer Daf Hey is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks. Haystacks? That must be more than Daf Hey. The three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks and yelled, Imanu Hayisem, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Eina Eidim Nasim Zomin, Ad Sheyazimu Atzatzman. Eidim are not made Zomin unless other Eidim discredit the Eidim themselves. The Mishnah illustrates that if Eidim testify the pony killed someone, and others testify the pony or a supposed victim was with them that day elsewhere, the first Eidim are not Zomin, rather, the testimonies are contradictory. However, if the second parrot says, Hechetem Eidim, how can you testify about the murder? Shoriatem Hayisim Imanu Oso Yom B'makom Pony, since you were with us that day in this place, then the first Eidim are Zomin and killed. So the three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks and yelled, Imanu Hayisem, at just the right moment after the Gemar Din, but before Misa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Eina Eidim Zomin Heragin Ad Sheigamar Hadin. Eidim Zomin were not killed for false testimony unless the verdict was reached condemning their victim to death. The Tzedukim say, Ad Sheyareg, the Eidim are not killed unless their victim is actually executed by Basin, because the Pasuk says, Nefesh b'nefesh, a life for a life. But the sages told them that the Pasuk says, you shall do to him as he planned to do Achiv against his brother, Bari Achiv Kayim, indicating his brother is still alive. Rather, Nefesh b'nefesh teaches that Zomim are not killed for merely testifying, but for successfully causing a guilty verdict. So the three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks and yelled, Imanu Hayisem, at just the right moment after the Gemar Din, but before Misa, especially the third Eid, who would now be punished along with the other two. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, which says, someone is executed al pishnayim Eidim or shlosh Eidim, by the word of two Eidim or three Eidim. The superfluous mention of three Eidim is lahaki shlosh shlosh-naim, to compare three Eidim and two teaching several laws. The third one being, Rabbi Kiva says, a hekesh teaches a chumrah, to punish the third unnecessary aid along with the others. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes someone who merely joined with transgressors, like the transgressors themselves, achas kam v'kam yisham schar l'nitva osim mitzvah k'osim mitzvah, how much more so will he reward those who join with performers of a mitzvah, like the performers of the mitzvah themselves? Dav vav, so the simmer dav vav is a sword, because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The man who had witnessed a man murdered by a sword, that must be learned of Vav. The man who had witnessed a man murdered by a sword with his brother and friend, who didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give us raw, which reminds us, tonight in the Mishnah discussed the principle that Nimsa Echmehem Karbu Pasol, if one of the Eidim is found to be a relative or disqualified witness, Edusim Betela, their entire testimony is void. Rav Yossi says this only applies to Din Nafashos, but regarding monetary cases, Tiskaima Edus Bashar, the testimony may be established with the remaining eligible witnesses. Rebbe says it applies to all testimony, but only Bismancha Hisrubahan, when the ineligible witness warned the transgressor, demonstrating his intended role as an aid. Because otherwise, what should two brothers and one more witness who saw someone kill a person do to avoid disqualifying their testimony? So the man who had witnessed a man murdered by a sword with his brother and friend, who didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give us raw, was shocked when one judge told the dead murder victim he could not disqualify the witnesses, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Yossi, even a disqualified aid with no intent to testify disqualifies all eligible witnesses from testifying. Rav Papa asked Abaye, if so, the murdered man should save the murderer from punishment by disqualifying all witnesses, since he saw the murder and is related to the victim, meaning himself. Abaye answered, the Pasuk says, Yakum Davar, through witnesses a matter shall be established, implying, Mekayme Davar Kas Medaber. The Pasuk is speaking only about witnesses who establish the matter, not participants themselves, who are not considered aidim to disqualify the others. So the man who had witnessed a man murdered by a sword with his brother and friend, who didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give us raw, was shocked when one judge told the dead murder victim he cannot disqualify the witnesses, and another told two men who had witnessed the murder from two separate windows that they were in Eidus Miyuchedus and could not be combined. Which reminds us, Rav provides the source that Eidus Miyuchedus, testimony of separate witnesses, is invalid where one watches from each window. The Pasuk says one is not executed al pi Eidochad by the word of one witness. Since the Torah already required two witnesses for capital punishment, this superfluous statement must refer to two witnesses services watching separately, and they're not combined. Dav Zayin, so the Siman Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The Sanhedrin avoiding capital punishment who acquitted the gunman because the victim might have been a treifa, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that a Sanhedrin which executes once in 7 years is called chavlanis, a destructive court. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says even once in 7 years. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva say that had we been on a Sanhedrin, no person would ever have been executed. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel commented that they too would have increased the spillers of blood in Yisrael since there'd be no fear of punishment. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva would avoid executions by asking the Edim, Re'isim treifa harag, shalim harag. Did you see if he killed a treifa or a whole person? Murder of a treifa, someone who would die within the year, is not punished with death. So the Sanhedrin avoiding capital punishment who acquitted the gunman because the victim might have been a treifa sent an armed guard to Gallus when he fell on someone while climbing down from his post. Which reminds us, the second parak begins, Elohana going, these are the ones who are exiled to an ir miklat, a horig nefesh b'shkaga, one who kills a person inadvertently. The Mishnah gives three illustrations. If one was pushing a rower downwards to slant a roof or lowering a barrel on a rope and the item fell and killed someone, or he was ascending a ladder and fell and killed someone, he goes to Gallus. However, if these activities were performed in an upward motion, he's exempt. A braisa darshans, ohishli cholav, or he threw something on him, lahavi yarida shehitzor chalia, to include one who killed with a downward motion, which is for the purpose of an upward motion. Rabbi Yochanan said that someone ascending a ladder, who stepping on a rung caused it to slip out and kill someone, is exiled for this reason. So the Sanhedrin avoiding capital punishment who acquitted the gunman because the victim might have been a treifa sent an armed guard to Gauss when he found someone while climbing down from his post, along with a gunman whose target practice sent a splinter flying, killing someone, b'shogeg, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas about the axe head flying off the handle or a chip of wood. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss assessing Edim Zomim's payment of a ksuba? That's on duff. Gimel. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you learn that one who kills b'shogeg while engaged in a mitzvah is non-exiled? For example, a father hitting a son. That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn that the source that ein zomim receive malchus when kasher zamam is impossible is from the pasuk of v'etzdiku atzadik? That's on daf. Base. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you discuss one going to Gauls for killing b'shogeg when it's derech yerida? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you learn that Hazama requires testifying? Imanu Hayisem. That's on Duff. Hey. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we discuss if three lugin of Maim Shu'uvim with the color of wine disqualify a mikvah? That's on Duff. Dalad. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do we discuss a malchus but the axe head flying off the handle or a chip of wood? That's on Duff. Zion. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we discuss a son going to Gallus for striking his father? That's on Duff. Ches. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is with an Edus Miuchedus, where Edim watch from different windows? That's on Duff. Vav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do an Evan or a Kusi are exiled and receive Malkas for what they do to a Yisrael? That's on Duff. Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.